We're going to have some real fun now interrupting patterns. And we're going to utilize a technique called the compulsion blowout. This was developed again by Richard Bandler, one of the co-developers of neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP. Step number one is identify what compulsion you would like to change. We'd like you to come up with one compulsion, one food that you absolutely love, one food that you have extremely hard time staying away from, one food that you used to really have a compulsion to eat. Good. Now let's move on to step number two. Come up with a similar experience. One food that you kind of like, one food that you enjoy, but one food that you don't have a compulsion to eat. Good. Now, close your eyes and see, hear, and feel food number one. We'll call this experience number one. Experience food number one to the fullest. See the food. Notice how you see the food. Notice how big the picture is, the brightness, how close or far away the food is to you. Whether the food is moving. Is it in color or is it in black and white? Notice how you experience things, because how you experience a food will create whether you have a compulsion for it, whether you have a neutral feeling for it, or whether you dislike that food. It's how you picture things. It's how you hear things. Good. What's the self-talk that's going on in your head? Are you repeating a particular phrase about this food in a particular tone of voice? I gotta have that stuff. Good. Now, what kinds of feelings do you have in your body around food number one? Where are those feelings in your body? What's the intensity? Good. Now, open your eyes, shake your body around a little bit, maybe stretch your hands over your head there. Good. Now, close your eyes again and think about food number two. Experience food number two. All the sights that are associated with food number two. All the sounds, external and internal sounds, that are associated with food number two, and all the feelings that are associated with food number two. So just get an inventory of the sights, sounds, and feelings that are associated with food number two, and we'll call this experience number two. Now that you've experienced food number one and food number two, open your workbook and in the practical application section, write down what each experience was like. The sights, sounds, and feelings for experience number one and experience number two. When you do that, come back to the tape. Welcome back. Let's move on to step number four. What were the sight differences? Was there a difference in size again? Was there a difference in brightness? Was there a difference in the vividness of the colors? Was there a difference in the motion? What were all the differences between the sights? What were the differences between the sounds? Were the external sounds louder with experience number one? Were you hearing a self-talk that was different between experience number one and experience number two? Were you saying that self-talk with a different tonality in experience number one or experience number two? How about the feelings? What was the difference between the feelings in your body? Come up with all the difference in sights, sounds, and feelings. Turn the tape off. Go back to your workbook and write these differences in the workbook. Okay, now let's move on to step number five. And in step number five, we'll utilize experience number one to test each one of these differences. And when we test each one of these differences, we want to find out the one difference that really drives that compulsion. One at a time, take each difference, go back to experience number one, and amplify that difference. Let's take an example. With experience number one, the food was very large. In experience number two, the food was just normal size. Go back to experience number one with food number one and gradually make that food bigger, 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 bigger. And notice your reaction to making it bigger and bigger. Notice how the experience changes. Let's say that the difference was in what you were saying. With experience number one, you said to yourself, I gotta have it. And you said it with a particular tone of voice. Go back to experience number one, food number one, say the same sentence, but gradually make the tonality more and more expressive. Maybe louder and louder, more and more expressive. And notice how that changes your compulsion for food number one. If it was a feeling in your body, let's say with experience number one, you got a warm, rosy feeling in your stomach when you thought about food number one. And when you thought about food number two, you just got kind of a normal, little hungry kind of feeling in your stomach. Again, that's a difference. Take that difference, go back to experience number one, and gradually make that warm, rosy feeling in your stomach warmer, rosier, warmer, and rosier. Good. And notice how that changes your experience of food number one. Excellent. Now do that same experience with each difference. And each time you do this, notice how it changes your experience of the food, your compulsion for the food. So stop the tape now and run through each one of these differences utilizing experience number one, and notice how your compulsion changes with each one of these differences. Welcome back. Which one of those differences was the driver difference? Which one of those differences for you increased your compulsion for food number one? One of those differences more than any other increased your compulsion for that food. We want you to identify that difference, turn the tape off for a second now, and write down that driver in your workbook. Great. Let's move on to step number seven. In step number seven, we're going to take that driver and blow it out. We're going to blow it way up, way out of proportion. And as you do this, you will find that your compulsion for that food will blow out along with it. So let's take an example. Let's say that you found out the driver for you was that sentence in your head. I gotta have it. That certain sentence with a certain tonality. What we want you to do is to close your eyes, experience that food, say that sentence to yourself in your head, gradually louder and louder, more and more tonality, till literally you're shouting it with as much tonality as you possibly can. Do it over and over, more and more, louder and louder, more tonality, more intensity, more, 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 more. Good. Now, open your eyes. Close your eyes again. And try to get the compulsion back for that food. See what happens. This is step number eight. We're testing it. If you have done this compulsion blowout correctly, you will not experience that compulsion for the food anymore. It'll literally be blown out. We just did an example with sounds. Let's do an example now with sight. Let's say that you noticed that the driver was the difference in the brightness of the picture. When you really had a compulsion for the food, you had a big, bright, colorful picture. And the brightness was what drove you to eat the food. So take the food and experience number one, get that picture of it, and gradually make that picture bigger and bigger, brighter and brighter, bigger, brighter, bigger, brighter, bigger, brighter, bigger, brighter, bigger. Good. Now, open your eyes, close your eyes, think about that food and notice how you feel. Again, if you've done this correctly, you've blown it out. You can do the same thing if your driver was a feeling. Just experience that feeling and intensify it till you can't intensify it anymore. Literally, blow it out. Now, you can run through this procedure more than once. In other words, get the picture, hear the sound, get the feeling, blow it up, and after you blow it up, open your eyes, close your eyes, picture the food again, or hear that sound, or get that feeling, and blow it up again. In fact, blow it up 4, 5, 6 times like that. Each time, opening your eyes, closing your eyes between each blow-up. Step number eight is testing it. What you do with testing it, you close your eyes, experience the food, and see if the compulsion's there. If the compulsion's gone, you've blown it out. If you still can experience that compulsion, or some percentage of the compulsion, you want to identify maybe another driver. Maybe there's more than one driver. Or maybe you didn't pick the correct driver. So go back to step number six, which was identify the driver. Move on to step number seven, which was blow that driver out. And then test it. See if you can still get the compulsion back. Do this until you can't get that compulsion back, and then you'll know that you've blown it out. So that's a compulsion blowout. And you can run through these eight steps with any food that you really have a compulsion, that you really have a craving for. Just run through those same eight steps for each one of those foods, and one food at a time, blow them out so that now you're in control. Not that the food is controlling you, that you have the choice whether you can have the food or not have the food. Remember, this program's all about choice. We don't want to take choices away from you. We want to give you choices to either have the food or not have the food, so that you have the freedom, the power, and the control to determine your own destiny. What we'd like you to do right now is go to the video and view that daily mental aerobics video number one. It's a short video segment that you'll watch each morning to get your day off to the right start. Every day now you're doing your physical aerobics, The mental aerobics are just as important. In day number 9, we'll have you view daily mental aerobics video number 2. And finally, for day number 7, complete your eating and exercise log and your eating diary. Also, remember to read day number 7 in your workbook and complete any of those practical application exercises. And once again, here are some words of wisdom to end the day. Longfellow said, "If you only knock long enough and loud enough at the gate, you are sure to wake up somebody." Longfellow was talking about persistence. Your persistence in carrying out this program will be the number one factor of your success. For the next 24 hours, eat and exercise according to your plan. It's even helpful to plan your next 24 hours right now. Keep making those key decisions that will create the destiny you desire and the body you deserve. Until we meet again tomorrow, keep that momentum going.